Hi, Anne-Marie Cross, Money, Marketing and Mindset Coach, with another tip to help you take your business to the next level. We are kind of near the end of the Smashing the Glass Ceiling Tally Summit, and if you haven't popped across, grabbed a seat and listened to any of the recordings, then I certainly encourage you to do so. We have had some amazing speakers sharing some incredible tools and strategies, and you want to get your hands on those to make the end of this year, and of course 2014, your best year yet. To do that, go to smashingtheglassceilingtallysummit.com. All right, for today's tip, one of the common themes that has been coming up for me as I'm seeing the emails come through and the questions that have come through from many of the participants in the Tally Summit is that despite all of the hard work that they're doing, despite the marketing, despite doing everything that they believe they should be doing, they're just not generating the type of results that they want in their business. What's going on? Is it something that they're doing or not doing? And often, you know, and if this is something that you are experiencing as well, it's not because there's anything wrong with you. It's not because, you know, the things that you're doing are incorrect. It can have often something to do with your money mindset. And what's money mindset? It's the beliefs around money. It's the stories around money and your relationship with money that will determine how money shows up in your business, or in some cases not showing up, or in some cases showing up and as soon as it's in your bank account, bang, off it goes again because some expense, some unexpected bill arrives. So what I want you to do today is to take a step back and ask yourself, is this a repeating pattern that is coming up for me? Because if there is a repeating pattern occurring, then that's fantastic. Now's an opportunity for you to really dive deeply into this pattern and find out why this keeps coming up for you, and identifying the story that you are telling around this particular pattern, but around your money mindset. Let's do some journaling around it, particularly for things that you might have heard while growing up around money. What did your parents say about money? Perhaps you heard constantly, you know, you have to work hard for your money, or only the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, money doesn't grow on trees. Whatever it is, write it down, journal about it. Or maybe it wasn't so much what you heard, but what you observed. How did your parents or significant family members manage their money? Or maybe for you, it was a misalignment between what you heard about money and what you observed about money that's created a money pattern that you are now consistently living out in your life and in your business. Now, if this resonates with you, I want you to grab a pen and paper and take down the following link. Anne-Marie Cross, AnneMarieCross.com/free training. So AnneMarieCross.com/free training. Because in just a week's time, I'm going to take the lid off this money mindset breakthroughs area and really start delving deep into some of the things that are keeping us stuck from smashing through our glass ceiling. The things that are keeping us stuck, particularly around money mindset, that are stopping you from creating the business of your dreams, doing what you love. We'll be talking about how your money mindset is the key to your business success, your financial freedom, and your future. Why so many entrepreneurs continue to block a steady stream of ideal clients and have lucrative opportunities coming their way. Money blind spots that are going to continue to cause an invisible ceiling on your income, as well as prevent you from attracting high profile clients. Common ways that business owners will give away their power with money and why they continue to struggle to get paid what they're worth, plus so much more. So I want you to join me on that call, AnneMarieCross.com/free training. Sign up right now and I can send you all of the details, and I look forward to speaking with you next week on the call. Bye for now. This is Anne-Marie.